A cold February wind was all that greeted her as she stepped carefully down the metal stairs and then over glassy pavement to the gate. She made her way to the rental car counter, picked up the keys, and found a German automobile waiting for her. A 3-hour ride followed, the road weaving through steep mountain valleys, the slopes covered with gigantic spruce, maple, and fir trees. Toward the end, she found herself near the southeastern border of West Germany, on the outskirts of the ancient Bavarian forest. She pulled up to her destination, a small 2-story structure that housed several apartments. Darkness had blanketed the area hours earlier, leaving only a murky glow from the moon to light the sidewalk as she headed to the door. Even through the shadows, the building looked run down, white paint peeling from the gutters and trim. The key was under the mat, as promised. The family had arranged everything in good German order. She slid it into the deadbolt. The small flat was pitch black, a stale odor of cigarette smoke enveloping her as she stepped through the door. Wasting no time, she walked to the bookshelf leaning against the far wall and began pulling the contents off the wooden planks. She leafed through a manila folder filled with old newspaper clippings, then dropped them into a box at her feet. More followed. Dust wafted into the air as she took several thick, hardback reports down from their place, untouched for years, and let them fall into a second box. Photo albums, bundles of letters, family papers, all were tossed into the containers with hardly a second look. By the time she was finished, there were 5 cardboard boxes packed with items from the now empty shelves. She bent down, lifted one, and brought it outside. Headlights suddenly cut through the darkness as a car pulled into the quiet lot and parked next to her. A man, slow-moving and slightly built, pulled himself out of the vehicle. It was her younger brother. They hugged for a long time, the man sobbing as the woman consoled him. The remaining boxes were loaded into her car, and the two of them drove together to a nearby field. There, they reversed the process, carrying the boxes out to the grass and piling them on top of each other. When they were done, the woman sprayed the pile with lighter fluid, pulled out a book of matches, struck one, then tossed it on top of one of the boxes. The fire started slowly at first, spreading methodically from one side of the box toward the top, then engulfing the next one until the blaze had overtaken everything. The flames pierced the quiet with a hypnotic, licking sound as they flickered over the cardboard and found the documents inside. Brother and sister watched, their faces illuminated in pale yellow, saying nothing as the history of their family went up in a bonfire. She grabbed his hand and held it until everything was reduced to ash. The woman's name was Ruth, and she was my aunt. Her brother was my Uncle Hans. That night, the two burned our family records in an abandoned field in the Bavarian forest in hopes of ridding themselves and their relatives of a tragedy that had followed them for much of their lives. 30 years before, in 1930s Berlin, Ruth and Hans's parents, my grandparents, had set off on a reckless pursuit of wealth and power that helped shape the path of World War II and shattered our family forever. Ruth had always known this day was coming. She dreaded it, I'm sure, but part of her must have looked forward to it too. Perhaps she thought then, "I am free. We are all finally free." She was wrong. 1. Don't say anything. When you're young, you believe the stories your father tells you. And my father, lovable but imposing, a strapping 6'3" tall with a thick, bristly mustache and a rumbling Sergeant Schultz accent that frightened my friends half to death, loved to tell stories. His family had moved to Hawaii from Germany when he was a child, but his